You're listening to SBS News.
Former interpreters and embassy staff face down threats of violence to make it to Kabul airport to get out of Afghanistan, away from the Taliban. Many facing their new future with a mixture of relief and sadness.
I'm so happy and I'm so glad to be in Australia, to start a new life. But one point is I'm very concerned about, it's my family, my dad, mom, sisters. It's okay that I have my wife and kids with me, but all of my life is my parents, my sister and brothers.
This former Afghan interpreter was one of 26 on board Australia's first evacuation flight, telling SBS News it was the journey to Kabul's airport that proved the most perilous.
In every 2-3 minutes, the Taliban tried to use their rifles, gunfiring all the time. Kind of people injured during the chaos, pushing and everywhere.
Having helped Australian forces in 2018, he feared for his life. Now safely in the UAE, it's the thought of his loved ones left behind that haunts him. As nations around the world scramble to get local staff and their citizens out, Australia's government is relying on allies it fought alongside in Afghanistan to help. A total of 76 people were evacuated, including Australian citizens and Afghan visa holders, and they've been transferred to the Australian base in Al Minhad. En route to pick up those people, British forces dropped off 40 Australian troops to help secure Hamad Karzai International Airport. One interpreter on board the UK flight revealed how the rescue mission unfolded.
They checked every document, visa, passport, and after that they guided us. British people, I don't know, it was some regiment or something like that. They guided us over there. After that, we get in the plane and came here.
Preparations were underway for a mission into Kabul. Foreign affairs officials telling Australians and visa holders to stand by for another flight. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne.
We are continuing to contact those Australians and visa holders and to support them where we are able to get through those checkpoints and into the airport. That is very much a work piece of work that we must be doing with partners, particularly the United States, in terms of the security aspects of those movements.
Every Afghan national who steps foot inside the airport to seek assistance from the Australian government is taking a huge risk. They have to pass a Taliban checkpoint at the perimeter. If they're knocked back for help, they have to return to territory controlled by the regime after revealing that they've tried to escape. Maurice Payne says the situation in Afghanistan remains very fluid and challenging. The pressure is now on the government to drastically increase its humanitarian intake. In 2015, during the Syrian conflict, Australia accepted an additional 12,000 refugees. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the Prime Minister is not showing such a generous spirit now.
The cold, fast denial of the Prime Minister to offer humanitarian protection, permanent protection to people here in Australia is not enough. And a lack of increasing to the humanitarian intake and doing what we can, matching other countries, just shows the Prime Minister's lack of compassion. Tony Abbott showed more compassion at the height of the Syrian war than Scott Morrison, and that says something.
Human rights lawyer Arif Hussain says Australia needs to do more.
The current humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan warrants the Australian government to announce a 20,000 humanitarian intake in addition to our current humanitarian intake. We have a moral obligation to the people of Afghanistan, to the people in Afghanistan who have assisted our mission there, to announce this commitment.
For now, the government is only committing 3,000 from the existing program, though the Prime Minister is indicating that could grow.
We see that as a floor, not as a ceiling, and so we believe we can achieve more than three. And if the overall program has to be expanded to accommodate additional, then it will be.
Alan Lee, SBS News.